Welcome, welcome. You're listening to the Drink a Little podcast, where we talk about exploring the world of wine and spirits while not letting it take over your life. My name is Kelly Doherty. I'm a joyful child of God and a certified life coach. I'm also a wine educator and wine and spirits brand designer. I'll show you how you can navigate your relationship with alcohol and how that mindset spills over into the rest of your life. We'll learn about the world of wine and spirits together, all while bolstering your confidence that you can have boundaries around alcohol and live your most amazing life. This is episode number 35. It is Rabbit Out of a Hat. So how this works is at the top of the show, we'll taste a little wine and see where something about that wine, the character or the name of the wine or some story leads us into a coaching conversation about how to not overdrink, but live your most balanced and fruitful life. So when I ended last episode, I said we would talk about Meiomi Pinot Noir, and I've got a white wine in my hand, so we are not talking about Meiomi Pinot Noir. I really had Easter sneak up on me quickly this year. Probably many of you have the same experience. And so this was kind of the wine I had in mind, fresh and light for Easter. So I am shifting a little bit and changed my mind. So I'll keep you posted if we go back to the Meiomi at some point. But here we go today with Rabbit Out of the Hat, Australian Sauvignon Blanc. And this is a 2022. So first, if you look at some Sauvignon Blancs on the shelf, they've got a little green tint to them, and this is one of those. And the wine is not green, it is simply the glass. And I poured just a little bit a moment ago to show you that this is a pretty clear, pale lemon yellow. And so the glass is green because it filters out some of the UV rays. So not all of them, but some of those wavelengths could affect the color of the wine if it's on the shelf for a while. So if it's getting a lot of light into the wine, that color is going to change over time. So this is a little bit of marketing protection to preserve the color of that wine once it gets into your glass. The other thing I like about this particular wine is that the green really makes sense. Their label is a deeper green and a black, and it just looks so fresh and springy. And that is pretty indicative of how our wine is going to taste today, I believe. So I've got this wine well chilled, just 5 to 10 minutes out of the fridge, and it was ready for the glass. So when I looked at this label, it literally just says Australia. It doesn't say any other place within Australia. So it can be literally from anywhere in Australia, a blend of fruits from many different areas. And I don't know how big Australia is, but it's really big, right? It's about a little bit smaller than the contiguous 48 states. So it's pretty big, a lot going on there. And you can see it's not giving us a lot of information from the label that would have place specificity to tell us what it might taste like. And that's perfectly fine. I knew that going in, but I know also, great, I don't expect something super complex or concentrated. No problem. But let's see what we get. Give it a little swirl here, a little sniff. And just in that first sip, it's very crisp, refreshing, and light, pretty clean, lemony, kind of as our baseline, a little bit of nectarine, a little bit of honeydew melon, and it's truly not very complex, but it's sure refreshing and drinkable. And this is 12% alcohol, so very approachable. It would be perfect for spring. And if you've got people coming over for Easter, you don't know what they like, this is a fresh and beautiful choice. So I picked this up because of the cute bunny. You know, I get hooked by labels. And because I thought we could talk about the name of the label, which is Rabbit Out of a Hat. And you know, not into magic, but I thought that was pretty funny. This is obviously a magic show reference where something unexpectedly comes out of a hat. So for us, if you're just talking and this phrase comes up, I believe it means you did something unexpected or surprising. You pulled a rabbit out of a hat. You solved a problem in a surprising or unusual way. And I think that solving a lot of different things with one change in our lives is kind of that magic pill that everyone is looking for that may or may not exist. So, for example, what I'm talking about is people think, if I won the lottery, no big deal. If I just win the lottery, it's a magic pill that will solve all my problems. So it's like one thing happened, you won the lottery, and then all the other things are like a domino. Those things change because of it. So this hasn't happened for me personally yet. I don't know about you winning the lottery, but I have found that mindful drinking, or going from drinking a lot to moderating and paying attention to what you're drinking, and further paying attention to what's going on emotionally for you around that drinking, is a bit of a magical shift to a whole host of things in your lives. That we're running around trying to solve a lot of little things in other ways. So I've had a list in my mind for a while of mindful drinking, you know, the effects of mindful drinking, what it changes for the better in our lives. And I've known this for a while and couldn't quite put words around it, but I found an author, Rosamund Dean, that concisely made a list. So I want to share hers with you and see what you think. She says that by moderating our drinking, she will have clearer, firmer, glowing skin, increased energy, sharpened concentration, fewer regrets, improved memory, extra disposable income, better sex, less anxiety, improved moods, deeper, more restorative sleep, greater motivation and productivity at work or whatever activities you're doing, weight loss. I think she should have put this at the top of her list, but she goes on, more authentic, fulfilling relationships, improved digestion, stronger immune system, and a smaller risk of developing cancer. If that list is not freaking motivating, I don't know what is. Most people I know are running around trying to solve a lot of these problems, each with a different patch or a different methodology. And honestly, when I looked at her list, I was like, yes, that's what I do. The system I've developed that I coach on is a larger hammer that can solve a lot of these problems, help with a lot of these problems, because you are doing the practice of drinking a little, and I'm showing you step by step along the way. And it takes work to get there. I'm not saying it's an overnight thing, but I am saying we're all searching for at least some of those things. That was a pretty extensive list. And I'm gonna list that on social so you can grab it. But I've got ideas to help you along the way to this journey. And I don't know if that makes you the rabbit or the hat or the magician. It probably doesn't matter. But know that you do create the show, which is your life. And you can pull a rabbit out of your hat at any point of time. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter what you've been through. It doesn't matter what you're currently doing. You can solve your problems in unusual ways that have a cascading effect on so many other things in your life. And I just wanted to leave you with that. Happy Easter week, my friends. Thank you for letting me change my mind on what we were tasting today. Remember that you can change your mind at any point in time. This is your permission if it's needed. And next week, we're actually going to talk about a red wine Grenache, a straight Grenache called Halos de Jupiter. and it's a French easy table wine. So I love y'all. See you next week. And if you're working on balancing your drinking and you want some of those things on that list, I don't know, you want better sex, weight loss, improved digestion. These all sound great to me. I do teach to a deeper level. I have a one-on-one coaching program tailored to your needs where we cover how to stop over drinking, how to love yourself for all the right reasons, and emotional well-being. DM me on Facebook or Instagram or go to kellydoherty.com/cheers to learn more.